The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the brand new Dogwater Studios overlooking Reno, Nevada. It's the worst little podcast in the world. And I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, filling in for the Reverend Rory Dowd, who's out on spring break, being a crazy motherfucker. But with me in the studio, I got Chewbacca, Jamie Lynn, Dogwater Dick, Michelle Pappas.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And a couple dudes from the producers.
Nice.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Yeah, there are a couple white dudes, actually.
Yeah.
But
are there a couple black dudes in that shit, too? Like,
could be black.
It could be black.
Okay. What do you mean? Like,
they're actors.
In the show or in this room?
Exactly. Well, anybody could be black in this room. Oh.
Well, welcome to the show this week.
What's going on, Nick?
We do have a fucking let me look at my notes here. Cody and Jeff, right? We got Cody and Jeff.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
From
no one can see
the
you, so
TMCC. what is the name of your theater troupe?
It's the Truckee Meadows Community College.
All right.
Yeah,
well, that's very creative.
Yep. TMCC. They're doing the producers down at the spot where it used to be the
Keystone Cinema, and then it was Easy Street.
Yeah. Lots of Rocky Horror, Korn, Marilyn
Manson.
Good
memories there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now the producers is playing there.
Yep.
And that's awesome, guys. Well, welcome to the show. We also got Michelle Pappas, who's been in Reno, what, 7 years now?
I've lived in Reno for 10 years.
10 years. 10 years now.
And,
did Rick just clap?
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
I can't believe
we should have clapped.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We just left it hanging like, fuck you living here 10
Follow
years.
Through.
Like, that's like really awful.
Rick's only lived here a couple weeks, so he's kind of jealous.
It's like when you go to whatever anonymous meeting you go to and they don't clap for your time. It's like, we don't care. We don't care.
I've done 10 years.
I'm done with this shit. I'm going to go get drunk now.
Yeah, exactly.
Michelle Pappas. It's good
Michelle
to have
Pappas.
You finally on the show. I think we played your music on the show, but we've never had you in the studio. And
Michelle is one of my favorites.
Thank you.
It blows my mind.
And I think tonight, I don't know, but I think tonight, are we going to hear new things that I've
You're
never heard
hear
before?
A new song.
Oh my God, that's so rad. Ooh. Okay. So this is very exciting, you guys.
Very, very cool. So we've had a lot of trouble getting the Dogwater
it
studios
sucks.
Running.
I'm sorry, you guys. The life sucks here. It's just been shitty. It's
the
just
big
been
move.
Like everything goes wrong and everything. You know when people say like construction and stuff always takes longer than you think it will? They're not fucking around. It just sucks. You just think something would be so simple and then you start to do it and everything's wrong and holes come in the ceilings and then dude, I fucking tried to put wires through the walls, which we successfully did. There's wires through the walls.
Nice.
So like there's nothing to trip over. It's very state of the art. It's very like we're not fucking around here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But to get those wires through the walls was really, really hard. Aww. And I wanted to just sit down and cry. It was so Aww. Awful.
Did you actually shed tears?
He's doing it right
almost.
Now.
Yeah. It's bad. Dude, so it fucking we and my construction guy is 73 years old, my contractor friend.
Well, nice. That's
so
your first move. Problem.
Well, and he's very able and he's
nice
very smart
man.
And he's very experienced. Okay. But he looked
is
at me and said,
"Is he homosexual?"
Yes, he's also kind of.
Gay. Oh, that explains it all.
No, lots of good homosexual contractors
he's
out there.
Very gay.
Gay just means happy.
so you know. So yeah, he came over and he took one look at the upper space to do the crawl space because we had to crawl wires from that room to this room through the upper space. And he said, "I'm not fucking going up there."
What?
Shit. So it was just hard to get up on the ladder and to get up there.
Yeah, 72 years old, you shouldn't be doing that kind of shit.
Well, fucking A. And then there's just like you have to walk on the boards, not on the part in between because you'll fall through the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Terrifying.
And there's a tiny space, so you have to stay crouched down. And then there's needles. Not needles.
Needles?
Nails. There's nails.
Like epidermic needles? Like what kind of needles?
And they're filled with hepatitis and HIV. Mm-hmm. So so everywhere, and you have to crawl through that. Well, you guys, it's really scary. So there's nails all over the ceiling, so you can't step in the wrong spot, and you can't bump your head because you'll impale yourself. And then at my old house, it was dusty and terrible just like that, but there was batting insulation where it's like they roll it out. This is the spray insulation. Mm-hmm. So it's little itty-bitty bits of shit in just piles everywhere. And it's like that fiberglass shit, so it like just makes you itch. Uh-huh. And you got to wear a face mask so you don't breathe stuff.
At least, yeah.
And it was, yeah.
And then it didn't work. The wind back.
I'm sorry. I don't want to go. But needless to say,
I've actually been real curious about
all this. At the end of that whole night, the whole house was covered in an inch thick of drywall dust because we had to drill holes we weren't expecting and machinery and I was it. I just wanted to sit down and cry. It was
looks beautiful.
But you're back on track now.
It took me all week. And on Friday, Thursday, I got the last load of shit taken out of the old house that was being torn down. And on Friday last week, I actually showed up at the office and turned in the keys to the old house.
That's a big move.
I drove by there yesterday. It's looking pretty sharp.
Rest in peace.
Now that there's no houses.
Yeah, it's nice. Now you got no neighbors there.
It's awful. Yeah. So there's like four houses left on the block.
And the houses that are left look like worse than they did ever before.
Yeah. It's you see them inside. Inside, when you pull all the furniture out, there was a fucking waffle underneath the refrigerator in the kitchen. And you could just see, like, as soon as I pulled it out, everybody, Nate or whoever I was moving with, was all, oh, there's your waffle. You lost your waffle. There it is.
Waffle.
You want your fucking waffle?
So waffles don't disintegrate like McDonald's food.
Not
mold. Now we know we can't eat waffles.
No mold, no nothing. It was utterly, you probably could have brushed it off and eaten it.
Who knows when that waffle got dropped.
Right, but you know what happened. I was standing there, and I could just see myself, like, pulled out of the toaster, and it fell behind the thing, and I just
went,
fuck it. I'm leaving that there.
It's fine. We'll get it later.
Yeah, the mice will get it.
For real.
So waffles and cockroaches.
So the new studio is up and running. We're good to go here. We're not wasting our time recording this like last show, right?
That did get posted.
Did it get posted?
I don't know if it got posted, but I did turn it into Rory.
I was kind of excited that it didn't
And get, then he went on vacation and didn't post it, right?
What a fucker.
Oh, it never got posted?
Nope.
I turned it into Rory. Huh. Okay, so the story on that, you guys. So
okay,
we've got an episode that's going to come out. Okay, so what happened is our sound effects are part of the show. Mm-hmm. They're like a whole nother character on the show. Mm. It's a big fucking deal. I mean, we talk to the sound effects. The sound effects talk back to us. So, it's part of the show.
Well, for the sound effects, I might not even be part of the show anymore.
Ever. Many shows, you would not be part of the show. Who knows if
Chewy's
that's all
here
you are.
Every night. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
So, dude, we checked everything, and we were in a new studio in a new space. It was very exciting, and we didn't double-check all the channels, and we didn't record the sound effects. Bad.
So did you go back through and put them in secondarily?
Well, as soon as I realized that's what happened, because I had all the shit getting out of, I had the next few days to get out of the old house. There was like, my schedule was full. There was no room for anything else. Mm-hmm. And I realized when I looked at that I could fix it, but it was going to take 5 to 7 hours. Because you got to go through listening to the show, hearing over people's headphones when samples are being played, then find that sample, reinsert it into the spot, and move it around until it fits right.
Very
and adjust
complicated.
The yeah, and then you do that for every fucking time we make some stupid noise on this goddamn show.
Yeah,
so, like that.
So who did it?
So you mean who caused the problem or
no,
who fixed it?
The
answer, I don't want to blame anyone for
the
anything.
The answer to both of those
ever.
Questions is.
Oh, honky.
But he fixed it.
Yeah. So, when I put up the thing and said, now it's not his fault. We are all supposed to check that. We're supposed to double check it.
But he fucked
but
it
he's
up.
The one who was actually working the mouse when all the stuff got set.
Is that why he's not here tonight?
He's hiding.
He's on suspension.
He's under. He's in the closet.
And please refer
somewhere.
To him as Honky until
honky,
he earns his name.
I forgot to. I can't.
Seven
believe
hours
I said
of password.
I may
is
beep out his name
impressive.
In post.
Beep.
So, well, until I hear the fucking episode, yeah. I'm not gonna.
Well,
I'm not gonna
like
allow
that's
it.
That's out of his hands
since now. I'm the boss this week.
So he came over.
I like this side of you.
Sort of.
He came over and spent an hour getting the show and getting all the samples, putting them on his computer, then took it home and spent 5 hours fucking putting that shit back together.
Well, he's earning his name.
Then, but then when I got it back, then he sent me just the track of just the samples, and when I played it back, a couple of them were missing, and some of them sounded weird, and like so it wasn't. It it wasn't perfect. So when you hear the show that Rory is going to release whenever, it's not perfect.
He put 5 hours in, but he could have put 7 in.
And the events have already happened on that show, too. Sorry, Boho Girls. We love you.
That sucked.
That's
so I was like,
sorry, Boho Girls.
We plugged a bunch of stuff that already happened, but, you know. And Nick, there's two times where he forgot to put your sample in. So out of the blue, Nick just goes, fuck you, Nick.
For no
Did
reason.
You make that into a sample?
No,
me telling myself to fuck off.
But
that's
now that
funny.
You mentioned it, I should write myself a note.
Note to self.
Did you happen to get our new sponsor's commercial from Spike?
Well, when are you planning on running the commercial?
We have
show?
A sponsor?
Yeah, we can.
So when do you
We can
you
get
wanna,
it started this week if you want, if we want to hold off
wanna,
and do it next
well,
week.
Well, no.
Or
do
give
wanna,
them another free
how
one.
Would you, how would you introduce the new spot?
I would say, hey, this is my friend Spike, and he's going to tell you about our awesome sponsors.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
Well.
What?
Awesome.
Nice.
I love it.
I fucking love skip tracing.
Thank you, Spike McGuire.
Thanks, Spike. Sorry about your show. Spike.
Thank you, Jono, over at Reno Carson Messenger, our new sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Way to go. Thanks, Rick. I was curious if we had that or not.
No, I did. I did get some good stuff done this week.
So beautiful. Beautiful.
How much of our audience needs a good skip tracer, too?
For real. So.
Well, wow. We had so much going on between the studio being built. Well, we had Easter. Chewbacca was in and out of town.
I was in and out of town.
Mm-hmm. DRI came. We did Tooth of Crime.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We did a lot.
I think we should just not talk about anything because there's too much.
We just mentioned all that. Let's get to our
guests.
A
lot of shit happened.
Let's get to it. Did you have some crazy shit happen, Jamie?
I was at all the same shit you were at.
Yeah, how's life?
Remember? That was me.
Fair enough.
No, we did DRI. I was there. And then we made a music video for the Vampirates before they went on tour.
Very
Scott Dundas built a wall and we crashed a car through it. And it was awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Safety third.
I heard it's only like a minute long.
Yeah, it took a whole day to make a 1 minute music video. And it's fucking sweet.
Awesome.
It'll be posted soon. But yeah, so we sent the Vampirates out. In style for their tour.
That's cool. Right. They're gone for like
they
2 months
it.
All over the whole country.
Totally.
It's like insane. They play every night.
They're
on
posting
the tour.
Shit on their Facebook page too if you want to follow
I
them.
I saw
them.
They were eating burritos in Denver yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah, so follow
they're
the
so
Vampirates.
Fun. So
Denver.
Good.
It's not just for omelets anymore.
Great.
Is it Denver burrito Denver. Only cheese and ham?
I don't know.
Yes.
That sounds
I'm
good.
I'm going
to
say yes.
Cheese and ham burrito sounds awesome.
It started late tonight.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. That's what happened last
DRI
time.
DRI was good.
DRI was
Nobody
amazing.
Threw up.
DRI
oh,
was
yeah.
I saw some people
totally
throw up. That was a badass show, though.
It was so fun. All the local bands.
There's so many people there and so many like little kids moshing and stuff. It was like it was a good old
It was.
School,
it was an yeah. all ages. It was punk very nostalgic.
I could tell DRI was pretty impressed with the crowd, too.
Yeah. They'll be back for sure.
I love all ages shows. There's nothing like fucking mosh pits little
Yeah, I like drinking a tall can of Pabst right next to a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah. And his mom.
Yeah.
And I always like the 5-year-olds that they don't give earplugs. I'm like, are you trying to fucking fuck your kids up?
No, they did good. This was there was a lot of mosh pit etiquette and super
there were
friendly
no 5-year-olds
families.
There. Okay.
No,
good.
I saw some earplugs.
I saw some 8-year-olds though. Probably shit. I mean,
really?
Back in the back,
you saw
yeah.
some little kids in the back.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was on stage playing.
Did they have earplugs?
So I didn't know.
Oh, right. The Liver Scars played, right?
Yeah. It was phenomenal,
Felix
man.
Ate shit off that
stage. Yeah, he totally did. He tried to stage dive and he
Oh,
fell
I thought you
really
meant
hard.
He ate shit like Gigi Allen.
No,
he
shit.
Just jumped off the stage.
Okay.
And
no, he fell. And he kept going.
Well, he decided awesome. He'd jump into the crowd. But there wasn't really anybody right in front of the stage. He hit the ground and then his feet went out from underneath him and he kind of
And he
shit.
Handled
did
it like a pro.
He jumped right up and started... Dancing with little kids.
How you doing?
I just saw him singing at the audience. He like jumped in. I heard a big and then he got up and was singing at the audience in the audience.
It was awesome.
Very beautiful.
It was
My
awesome.
Word for wear.
Felix likes to drink.
Yep.
Yeah. To my brothers in Liver Scars,
cheers.
I raise this Rolling Rock to you.
Amen.
You don't really have to do it. No one can see you.
Did Allison
Once
have
again,
a nice
I'm going to keep explaining that.
Easter?
Yeah, it was great.
What'd you guys do?
Is she old enough to get it?
Yeah, she gets it now. We woke up in the morning, went to church for like an hour and a half,
And then, she's able to handle that?
She loves church right now. It's all she wants to talk about is Jesus and all that shit. Bunnies. It's really like pretty weird.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Like, but the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's pretty trippy. She loves Sunday school and all that shit. She doesn't even want to go in the kids' room during services now. She wants to sit and listen to the guy talk. So.
Whoa.
No shit.
Weird. Yeah.
Sometimes they talk about crazy, like, adults.
3 years
they
old?
Talk about a guy dying and then coming back from the dead.
Who, Jesus?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. That guy. I didn't even know about that shit till Sunday.
No. You didn't know
that? Oh, Jesus.
You know what Easter is about?
Eggs and bunnies and chocolate. And shit, yeah.
Rick, did you go to Mass on Easter?
Yes, I was in California with my family visiting my dad in Santa Rosa, and my grandparents live in Petaluma, which is right down the road from there. And we went from Santa Rosa to Petaluma. I dragged my dad up at fucking 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning, hung over as shit, and he puts on nice clothes, and I make him go to church with me and my grandparents.
Nice.
Nobody
That's what Easter is.
None of their children or grandchildren give a fuck about church at all, except me. And I make my dad go. So he doesn't care, but he goes because I make him go. And when we got there, it was the and it's the fucking Catholic church where my grandfather was an altar boy and was baptized. So it's been there for fucking ever.
Intense.
And it's where they were married. And my dad, when we showed up there, they gave us a free book from Pope Francis. So I'm going to read Pope Francis' new book.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
So I loved it and had a great time. And
Nick
I
busted each other at the same buffet.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we gorged ourselves at El Dorado Buffet.
Families.
That was the church I went to, the Church of Food.
Yeah, that's how we communed.
We definitely hit the Church of Food up several times later in the day.
They don't hide the eggs
there. After
church,
there was a lot of Easter egg hiding and hunting and stuff.
No, they put gravy on them. You eat them.
Oh, you put the salmon on top of the eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So good.
So much. Yeah.
Do you guys have a nice Easter?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Are they all heathens? They're arty people.
Yes, I'm a heathen.
Oh, I'm
these
totally.
Actors and musicians.
Did you see
Jesus post Jesus or what?
No.
What did I do on
Sunday?
What was it? Say it.
Oh, geez. Well,
we can't see.
No. I was just wondering if you saw it because you're on my list.
I see everything.
Oh, she sees everything.
I totally Facebook stalked.
Well, I'm a huge Jim Gaffigan fan.
Me too.
You know his routine about Easter, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A crazy person.
Oh yeah. You know,
a drunk person.
No, that's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That's Christmas. But he was talking about Easter. He's just like, Easter, that's a weird holiday. He's just like, Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead. What should we do? How about eggs?
Yeah.
Well, what do eggs have to do with Jesus? All right, we'll hide them.
Easter was originally like a fertility ritual, and then the Christians just took it over because they had a convenient holiday already built in. So. Mm-hmm.
But it's okay.
That's why eggs and bunnies are represented.
There's a bunny.
Well,
there is a bunny.
Because they fuck like bunnies.
Don't worry, there's a bunny.
And there's lots of eggs.
Bunnies produce a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, in the words of Eddie Izzard, bunnies are for shagging, eggs are for fertility. That's what he says.
Happy Easter.
Like but we have no idea if bunnies were on the hill where Jesus was crucified. You know, maybe they were just like, you know,
maybe
coming
when he was
out of
up
the
there,
holes.
They threw eggs at him.
Hey, there's a bunny.
Hey, all you Romans.
John the Baptist, come up here. What, Jesus? They chopped my arms off before I got up here. Oh, there's a bunny over there.
See it?
Oh,
see
yeah,
it?
Look at that.
Look at how fluffy it is.
And then he was like, I really want some chocolate.
I feel so much better now. We're going to heaven and we saw a bunny.
Ham, anybody?
And that
ham?
Is the story of Easter. Yeah. Did you have to work, Michelle?
No,
I won't say where.
Yeah, I work in a secret place.
But that's a big, busy day for that secret place,
yes,
probably.
Yes, but I was.
Do you work
not.
At church?
Do you work for the Easter Bunny?
It's a secret. She is the goddamn Easter Bunny.
Oh my
God. Blew it.
The secret's out.
She blew it.
We don't have
it was a relaxing
day.
Yes, I'm a waitress.
Riku.
I sling hash, but
yeah,
not that
do.
Day.
Ooh. I do.
I work hard
hash.
For that money.
Yeah, you
Talking
do.
Hash.
So hard for that money.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Easter's a big one. Families go out to eat on that day.
They do.
Yeah, it's great. That's the only chance that my family ever really gets to get together anymore.
Aww.
Go out and see my cousins and everything.
Holidays?
Nice.
Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Just Easter in particular.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't get together with the whole family really for Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything, but Easter we go to my cousin's house and hunt eggs with all the other cousins. It's pretty nice.
Well, that's cool.
So you did the whole Jew thing? Yeah.
Chewy.
I said that about something entirely different. It's not
you.
No,
you were talking about Easter. You were talking about Easter last year when you said that. It's totally the same thing. For a change, I'm actually using the sample in context.
That one might have been in context.
Right.
Right. Well, see, with the heck, with the fact that, you know, people eat ham on Easter and, you know, the whole Jew thing is just like, that's not kosher. What's going on
it's
here?
Not really a
I'm
Jewish
confused.
Holiday.
I'm really confused.
Yeah.
Sure, some real nice
we have bunnies, we have chocolate, you know, but you don't want a kid biting the head off of a chocolate Jesus. But at the same time, here we are eating ham. That's, you know.
I don't think you're supposed to try to understand it. You just enjoy it.
Of yeah, course.
It's fun. It's weird.
I like
it's pastel.
It.
It's for the kids.
Yeah. Hey. Dying eggs.
Yes.
That's fun.
Pastel.
That's
fun. Oh, yes.
It's pastel holiday.
And do you ever realize that, you know, chocolate tastes better when it's around the holidays?
When I'm drunk? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. You know, for some reason, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I can buy chocolate anytime. But then all of a sudden holidays come out. It's just like, oh, this tastes so much better.
They put it in different shapes.
Yeah.
Funny shapes.
All of a sudden.
Or Santa-shaped.
Or the M&Ms are all pastels now.
Squares don't taste good.
It's like, how the heck does this taste better?
Boring.
Yeah, a candy bar is something I usually wouldn't buy, but I'll totally eat the head off a chocolate bar.
Right,
uh-huh.
It tastes better to eat
this
that.
Is very, this
well,
intrigues
got
me.
I mean,
should
got
I start with the tail or the ears?
The feet? Yeah.
Maybe I'll start with the eyeball.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, girl.
Bite its face off.
The eyeballs are crunchy.
That's what my dog does.
Give it a little kiss, all of a sudden the mouth is gone.
Oh, you know what I discovered at Easter? You roast those peeps. You roast them first. Oh my God, they're so
like a marshmallow.
Good.
Like over
when
you
say
roast,
what do you they're
mean?
Like 100 times better when you roast
toasted
them over fire.
Peeps.
You mean smoke them?
Yeah, smoke them a little.
Just smoke
them. Some heat.
No, Chewy, not.
Like
no.
You do with marshmallows,
like the
but
stove,
you do those peeps.
Will the stove work, or do you got to
have
like a barbecue?
It'll work, but a flame is better.
Yeah, you got
yeah,
to have a flaming peep.
Toasted
oh,
peep.
My God, dude.
I peeps.
Those flamers.
Other peeps are kind of, they're okay, but the roasted peep.
Rick, you're my favorite peep. Flaming peep.
Of all my peep.
You're totally my favorite flaming peep.
I think I'm covered in sugar, you know?
White
on the inside.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, with the sugar on there, do the flames make it change color at all?
No. Kids, I mean, it toasted like a marshmallow, but you don't
burning
wanna,
it.
You don't want to burn it so much; it just makes the outside hard and
it's
the
like,
inside
what's that
gooey.
Custard
yeah.
Shit?
That's what she said.
That's what totally what.
What's
yeah,
called?
It's like creme you're talking
brulee.
About dicks,
yeah, pee brulee.
It's
a pee brulee.
Pee brulee.
Yeah. Do you have right a song on. About that?
Oh. Yeah, I was just. Gonna say,
we got it going over.
Here.
Good oh. Segue.
Wheels are turning. I can see it.
Michelle Pappas, would you like to sing us into our next?
Oh yeah. Is it time for a song?
Is it time?
Yeah, it's
time for a song. Song.
I felt like it was, so I said that. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm getting nervous, and I.
Aww.
I get,
we won't look at you.
Don't
we'll
look.
Just,
everybody,
we'll
close
look.
Your eyes.
Okay. Turn the light off.
Go.
Turn the light off, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, look at my eyes.
Hey, can
that's
you turn
better.
Out the lights? What,
yeah, and then it'll
happen?
Be the Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Why didn't we do this 3 weeks ago?
I tried that in the beginning, and Rory told me it wasn't enough light for him to read.
Fuck
that's
Rory.
Not enough light for
I
me to read.
You really just set the
well, I can't, well, we can do that, but I can't do the show.
That's why it's so fucking hot. They're like a Pollo Loco heat
Rory
lamp.
Rory needs to get some new glasses.
Sweating balls.
Yeah, my...
Fuck you, Rory.
Yes.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah, we did. We get everything.
Sorry.
No, please.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Thank you, Max.
God. All right. Here goes.
Whenever you're ready.
I want to run, but I feel too old and weak. I want to scream, but I feel too tired to speak. I want to run away, but I'm too bogged down. I want to hear those three words from you, the ones that start with I and end with O, you. I wanna run away, but I'm too bogged down. I could be your Rosalita, will you be my Jesse James? We can sing and shout from the mountaintop while the world goes up in flames, and all these saints that stand between us, they're just sinners from this side. But I can take my mask off with ease, you know, because I got nothing left to hide. He's really got his eyes closed.
He really does. He's a man of his word.
I want to step in line, but inside of me there beats a rebel heart that won't let me be. I want to run away, but I'm too bogged down. I want to break the law, steal everything. I want to spray paint the streets with my name. I want to run away, but I'm too bogged down. I could be your Rosalita, will you be my Jesse James? We can sail away towards the setting sun while the world goes up in flames. While I'm ripping up and all I'm running down, catch us anyway. We can still walk away with all our dignity, cause they got nothing left. I lit the candle first, but then you burnt the house. You left the sweetest taste when you kissed my mouth. I wanna run away, but I'm too bogged down. I'd like to visit you if you got the time. Maybe we take the air and I make you mine. I wanna run away, but I'm too bogged down. I could be your Rosalita. Will you be my Jesse James? We can sail away towards the setting sun while the world goes up in flames. For all our ripping up and all our running down, catch us anyway. We can still walk away with all our dignity, cause they got nothing left to say.
Beautiful.
Oh, yay!
That was awesome.
Michelle Pappas, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're good.
I really like We've been just sitting next to you for so long. Didn't even know.
We didn't know.
Didn't even know.
I'm much more relaxed now. The lights are down and I got to.
Hey.
The darkness helps.
There you go.
Music. Click one out.
There you go.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
What have you been up to?
Just chilling.
Yeah. Have you been gigging or touring or doing anything?
No, I've been hiding.
Are you writing?
Writing and writing?
I write a lot.
Nice.
Write a lot. Rick and I keep putting off because. I don't know. I'm just because I'm chicken.
You recorded an entire album?
Yeah, I had a little demo and he did a little tweaking. It's
a
mastering.
Little demo.
And then we did a record and he produced and engineered all that, and that was really awesome.
Where can we find that record?
You can get it on Bandcamp. You can download it for free or stream
just
it.
Just one time at Bandcamp. Michelle made
it. Do you play the flute? Yeah.
It's fucking rad. And Michelle had we had other people come in on some songs. It's just Michelle on the guitar, and on other songs Michelle, we added like a bunch of drums and Michelle did it afterwards, and then we had guest players come in and do like dobro and fucking bass.
Cool.
And shit on it. Actually turned out really good.
It was really fun.
I love that album.
Can we listen to some of that during the show?
Or? I would really like that actually.
Can you pull that up, Rick? Or
well, yeah.
We should hear.
All right.
Is it? Yeah, it's Dave Barry's Dobro. It was awesome.
Sweet.
We should hear some of your
CD
maybe
one
on
of the
show
one
today,
of the or maybe one of the cool. One of, like the really weird one. Of the,
you know, work on that.
That's the one.
And, yeah. Okay.
That's the one.
That's the one where we should all.
Let's save that for
together.
Okay, we'll save that for for the last song.
That's a great one.
And then all you listening at home, you get your weed out, roll up a big
fat. Got some time to prepare. Get it ready. Now's the time to get
start
ready.
Start smoking right before the
Rick,
end of
do
the
we have
show.
Candles?
Start scraping your pipe right now, motherfucker.
We're gonna listen to some produced Michelle Pappas.
Produced
stuff.
Is better.
But I don't know.
I don't
that was
that.
Pretty hot live performance.
It's Rick's magic. You should hear.
We could feel your heart in that last performance. Did you write that song?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Is that a new song?
No, that's on the old thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But I still love the old thing.
What is the name?
We just released it last year.
Do you want to play a new song for us?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, let's more now.
Yeah, yeah. More now, right? Let's just
double
do
up on
what
it.
What is the name of the album? What's it called?
The new one?
The one you just released
yesterday?
Oh,
that's called Tiny Hurricane.
Tiny Hurricane.
Yes. Okay. And this is going to be a new thing. Rick and I are going to do a doodad again. We're gonna call it Golden Delicious.
Ooh,
and here it
sounds
goes.
Good.
This is weird.
I like it already.
The musical portion.
No, it's
all right.
It's important.
You guys are nice. Thank you.
Relies on charity. Those little crumbs are not for me. I'm too proud to beg for love. I'm gonna wait till it hits. Up above, golden delicious, golden delicious honey. Peel back the second skin, gonna let the sun come sinking in. It's a shiny, hazy day, gonna let my problems melt away. Thank you.
harmony.
Yeah.
Dude.
Large crowd.
It's a packed house. It's packed. Mm-hmm. Sold out.
That's the studio audience in the other room.
It's like MTV Unplugged, but without cameras.
Oh, so good.
Dude, I love the line about peeling off your second skin and letting the sun come in.
Thank you. I don't even know what
that
means.
Fucking rad. Well, it
it's
made
about
me think
apples,
of like,
Rick.
Oh,
well,
it's
no,
quite
it's
literal.
Not. Oh.
It's about my penis. No, it's not.
It's always about your penis.
Well, peel off your second skin, bro.
It made me, right?
It's about circumcision. It is. I get it.
That's
no,
your
it.
Four skin, oh. not your two
it's pretty,
skin.
Pretty literal, guys. It's about peeling off your actual skin.
Gross, Chewy.
It's about when you do meth and you're looking in the mirror and it turns into poltergeist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we totally get you, Michelle. We get you.
That's exactly it.
That's why you were talking to me directly.
That's not what I meant.
Gross.
Oh, Lordy.
I meant.
Shut up!
All right.
A little late, but we'll take
it. Michelle, it's good to have you in here.
Thank you.
Do you have any shows coming up? Or
no, I'm going to be hiding.
She's not done writing all the stuff.
Okay.
No, like right. open mics so or this is like little ones?
Oh, I've been
you do open mic circuit,
doing,
right?
Yeah, I've been doing Todd's open mic on Friday.
I stalk you on Facebook, too.
Totally.
Sorry.
I love Todd South, and I feel
he's
very,
rad.
Yeah, very safe.
Kind
of. I workshop my stuff. I'm workshopping my material.
Where's that one at?
It's at Wildflower Village on Friday nights.
Okay.
Cool.
It's a very warm audience.
West
4th
Street.
Yeah, it's way out there on the corner of McCarran.
It's a cool space, though.
Try
funky,
that.
Weird
space,
little bar. Yeah,
yeah
cool little fun. Area out there.
Hippies go there.
It is very hippie.
Yeah.
So.
If you want a hippie sighting,
yeah.
it's a place
yeah.
to get one.
Yeah.
Do they like the Grateful Dead over there?
Yeah, they're kind of an older crowd.
Okay,
some
all right.
Older people.
It's fun.
Very
it's fun.
Cool.
Right
yeah,
on, right
very
on.
Sweet. And
I can dig it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
Very, very cool.
I wish I had more like cool, like that I'm doing big.
Yeah, no
big
show's
stuff.
Coming up. But
no.
No, but
okay,
you're finishing your recording
yeah.
and then are you going to come out and play for the people
yeah.
or what?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to get out of town every few weeks and just start playing.
I remember you were doing like Songwriters in Around. And
yeah,
you were
I was doing a lot of stuff.
Here and you're opening up. And,
yep. We went to a kind of an off site, not South by Southwest, but there's a lot of those. You know, satellite shows around.
Mm-hmm.
Some. We did that a couple years ago. We went from L.A. to Austin. And, you know, it's like this. It goes up and down for me.
Well, you got to come home and cocoon.
Yeah, I feel
and
like I need to kind of rebuild.
Once you give all your energy out.
Back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
Well, you awesome. Have it, girl.
Reno's a safe place to do that.
It's
you know
home.
What I mean?
Yeah.
You're beautiful playing and singing.
You're very nice. Thank you.
Yes.
We're all smitten.
Another.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle Pappas.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get to Cody and Jeff.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck are they here for?
We don't even know. They followed me here. And I was
wake
like,
up,
hey,
guys.
Right.
We're sitting in.
By yeah. Mel Brooks, yeah. called The Producers.
Never mm-hmm. heard of it.
Yeah.
From the Truckee Meadows Community
really? That's
College.
So gay.
Well, there is a song about that.
There is
yeah.
a song about being gay, yeah.
Are you guys going to sing it for us? Or?
Oh, we don't sing that song.
No, we don't. We don't sing it, but we're in it.
We're in it.
We're trying to avoid all of them.
So do you guys play the leads, the Nathan Lane and...
Oh, that's super
he's
gay.
Faggot? He's the Nathan.
Ah! Riku.
Yeah.
Who's the Robin Williams?
Oh, no, no, no. That? That's
he
the Birdcage.
Oh, Matthew, the Birdcage. Sorry.
Matthew Broderick. No.
I just died
it's easy to play
I
him.
Got my
yeah.
gay movies wrong. Shit.
You suck. You just
he's
lost
Nathan
your gay
Lane.
Card.
Yeah, and he's the...
And I'm the Matthew Broderick one.
You're Matthew Broderick. He's Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
If you want to put
okay.
a movie spirit.
The modern one.
Yes.
And Chewbacca is Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I could see that.
Got it.
That'll work.
Do you guys
take your clothes off?
Do you try to channel those two people, or do you try to make this your own?
Well, see, with me, I've been compared to Nathan Lane, especially when you know embodying him on stage, because they do give me a fat suit. It, you know, for those of you who can't see
oh,
me,
that's awesome.
For those of you who can't see me, I'm
he's
like
a scrawny
he's
fucker.
A slender
I am
fella.
Very slim,
tall, slim.
Yeah,
yep,
tall,
you know.
Dark, handsome man with a Wile E. Coyote
yeah, really.
T-shirt.
All right, you got your gay card back.
Super genius.
Can't go wrong with that,
dude. Honky could just knock him right over.
Exactly.
And Honky's scrawny.
And a lot
so.
Of people can throw me as far as they can trust me, so I'm fine with that. But in the original Producers, when it wasn't a musical, it starred Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder, and Cody has been compared to Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
So
ah,
it's we have
better.
Been...
That's a good comparison.
We're like
way better than Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, we're like the best of both movies on this stage is what we've been compared to just in opening weekend.
Yeah.
So,
oh, it's already been ran a weekend. How
yes.
many weekends is this going?
Two more. And
okay.
it'll be seven more performances total.
So if you're hearing this, the day this podcast comes out, you got to go this weekend to them, or you got one last chance next weekend, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend, and then Sunday is a matinee.
Say Sunday.
Sunday is not a day.
These,
it's between Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting to work.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. It's a matinee on Sunday. It's at 2. And then next week we have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then another Sunday. And that Sunday's our closing.
He's a little bit high.
Yeah.
I haven't heard enough Riku this episode, but yeah. Riku's right.
She's
you are
tired.
A little bit high. You've been drinking. We've been waiting because the technical difficulties before starting the show, we were stuck in the green room drinking together and just talking and stuff.
It was great. We should have recorded that.
I love the new tape player in the garage. It's sweet.
It's got a sweet tape deck, dude.
He did fuck up Nick's butthole server tape, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, it did.
Yeah. Yep, we were trying to play it backwards,
it was weird because you hear a certain butthole server song backwards, and they play backwards masking on the. So then you hear it forward, and you're like, Gibby Haynes might be the devil.
It got weird.
When you first started that sentence, though, I thought you were just going to say it fucked up Nick's butthole.
Surfer's tape.
Surfer's tape. Right.
Punctuation is important.
Oops. Wow, girl, you look like a squirter. Hey, that was completely not.
You got it.
I think when I said that, I was saying that I don't believe in that either.
We don't believe you.
So are you guys in class this year? Is that how that works?
Are you
works,
just adults
or?
Creeping out with younger kids? What's going on?
It's technically a class, if you want to look at it that way, but it is open auditions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in our cast, we have older ladies that are – they play – We do
have actual older ladies. Yeah.
We literally have older ladies.
And they don't have to, like, take a Spanish class to be there. It's like
No.
Go.
Oh.
But they can if they want to.
You try out, and then once you try out, if you actually get cast, they have you enroll in a class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically considered a class by the college, but at the same
time,
you can
get credit.
It gets you It gets you one free credit.
I'm learning.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, Jamie Lynn is a masterous actress.
I have directed that young man a couple times.
I've only watched you. I haven't worked with
you're
you.
You're welcome. Oh, sorry. Someday
sexually.
We will.
Someday we will work together, yes. Yeah, this is my first time working with Cody, actually.
Cody and I have done a couple little things. Vampire Lesbians and what was
Sodom,
that?
Sodom. Yes. Although that was the Lesbians.
And the
Psycho Beach Party.
Yeah, we did some stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
We got Jamie Pest.
Again, I like that.
Which one? Vampire Lesbians?
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It's a cool show.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed it.
You can't go to everything. There's always so many.
I know.
There's something going on every night in this
town.
You
overlapping.
Cannot go to everything.
It's awful.
Well, you don't
it's
see
amazing.
One person's show and suddenly you're an asshole.
Oh, get over that.
When Reno has those kind of problems,
that's a good problem to have.
Oh, this is true.
You know, since I missed their show, Failure Machine hasn't talked to me. Not once.
Aww.
Really?
I know. And they're both. Dude, and they're
there's
all
30
adorable.
Other bands that love you.
But that's, I'm just gonna worry. It's like Jesus and the lost sheep. I'm just gonna worry about the one that's missing.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
The one that's missing.
You'll find someone.
That's
who
what
loves
I'm talking
you
about.
You'll find
one
a new sheep.
Lassie will take you to her in the well.
Some about sheep.
The sheep is in the well this time.
Yeah. It's all gonna work out. Is what we're trying to say.
Someone will tolerate you one day.
That's all I hope for.
Somebody's keep coming home because being with you is better than being alone. One day, I'll hope for that.
It's like everybody's trying to do cool shit, and they're like, "Oh, I want to go see your show, but I'm at practice because I'm doing a show." Everybody's doing shows.
Yep.
The joke is, I can't. I have rehearsals.
They're busy.
Dude, I'm not like going to listen to your podcast.
Fucking
because it sucks.
Oh. I've got other shit to do.
Because I just don't want to.
And then you have the rad people who are like, "When I do my dishes, I listen to your podcast."
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your show
every Sunday morning.
I get that too.
Yeah.
Sunday
morning.
Sunday.
I listen to it when I'm out working in the garage, but I don't ever do that.
But if
I
did,
my wife I do that.
If I did have a garage,
do you do
I would work in it.
I'd listen to you too.
What were you going to say, Rick?
I ran into one of our podcast guests at his day job. Can we talk about your day job?
Oh, yes, my day job. Yeah, I work at Dandelion Deli.
And
right on.
I walked in and I thought, and there was this guy just like smiling at me. And I just thought like, do I know you? And it turns out I did, but I didn't know. because he's been here before.
But now yeah.
But and you well, didn't see, my say look like is I was on too. That. Did you know? Did you remember me from the show, or did you not even?
No, actually, I did. Okay, I didn't good. Remember because I thought you were part of the show.
Well, because it seemed like, and then I suddenly realized I was like, no, he's just friendly because he's a friendly guy.
He's a performer,
and I gotta say, like you and the other guy. Then there's the doofy looking younger guy that was there.
Tim.
Hi, Tim.
God bless his pea picking heart. Now he I don't mean he looked, but he just kind of looked at his shoes and he looked unhappy.
He's a hard worker. He's very focused.
But he hates his job.
It's like a good cop, bad cop routine they got there.
I should book him.
And there's the older guy who's running the show.
Tony.
And is he related to one of you?
Not at all.
Okay, I wondered if the guy who was unhappy was his son.
He's genetically
unhappy.
Well,
my dad gives me this job so I can act like I'm unhappy all the time. But
no,
he might be really, he just looks sad. But maybe it was just the contrast because you seem so happy. You were amazing. I really was sitting there eating my food thinking, I'm going to come back because that guy's like great.
Oh,
good job, Jeff.
I really was thinking.
Do you have
I was
a crush
like,
on him?
No, no,
Rick's
I don't go
gay,
for,
by the way. So
I mean,
watch
super
out.
Skinny guys are okay, but I'd break him. I mean, he's
like, yeah.
Yeah, he's just,
a lot of people are afraid they'll break me. That's why they gave me a fat suit.
If you wore the fat suit,
more,
to you.
More cushiony.
But dude, the it was really awesome. I remember thinking like I feel like I'm at home and like I want to come back here.
Well, that's what Wells
and,
Avenue
like,
does
wanted.
To people. Those
well,
you,
a certain,
you want to come back to Wells
of,
Avenue?
Of
I say if you can get it on Wells Avenue, don't get it anywhere else.
Don't be racist. To
No, right. But we have different selections.
There's nothing
we have
Mexican about that place.
Exactly.
What? Why does it have to be Mexican?
But
he's talking
a lot of
about Wells Avenue. It's either Mexican or Irish.
And why does it have to be racist?
There's a lot of Italian people down there too.
For once, I didn't start the racist thing, okay?
Just today, I saw a nice Italian family eating at PJ's.
Yeah.
Italian?
I go to fucking, what is that? Corrigan's.
Sieg Heil?
Oh,
that went south quick.
Oh, scheiße.
I said I like that. Wells Avenue is a nice multicultural neighborhood. I love it.
Wow. Okay. Riku just got 10 buzzers.
Wow.
You're out, kid.
No, right. But it's a great place to eat if you ever want to eat there. It's regular. Vegan and vegetarian.
Rick, what did you have, Rick?
It was fucking great. I had the it was pasta with a mushroom sauce, and then what did I have? I had the soup with that, and the soup was delicious.
What
and
kind
the
of
best
soup?
Part,
it's very important.
Was,
I think we had vegetable last week. The soup changes daily.
It was something weird. I could have sworn it was something weird, and I thought that sounds terrible.
I'll have the
oh, wait a minute.
Soup,
could it have been the corn chowder?
It was corn chowder,
it was corn
but
chowder.
It wasn't like thick corn chowder. It was more like a brothy
somebody
corn chowder.
Somebody make a gay
chowder.
Corn joke,
and it was
quickly.
Sweet. I was corn. Surprised by how sweet it was. It was
where
the
were you?
He put corn in his hole.
But the best part was the ice cream pie.
Ah,
there was
yes.
like
ice
this
cream
pie
yes.
made of ice cream.
Yes,
that, it was like
that stuff ran
like,
out fast.
Oh Jesus,
really fast.
That was really good. Like I and the guy was all, "You want the ice cream pie? You should get the ice cream pie."
Oh yeah, oh yes, you want the ice cream pie? He's you know he's from New York. You want the ice cream pie?
And he's not
you know
fucking
you do.
Kidding.
You know
there's,
you do.
You do want that.
You want it.
Christopher Walken wants you to have that pie.
It's good ice cream pie.
Yeah,
kids
but,
jerks.
Yes.
We could serve you. Do you want to talk to the slow guy or the happy guy?
I want to talk to the sad guy.
You're the
I
happy
want ice
guy.
Cream sad pie
guy,
from a sad guy.
The sad guy did. He just put my food down and then walked away without looking at me. But then later he walked over and was like, "So is everything okay?
How's
like,
your
I was like,
pie?
Oh, you do care. I think you're just having a bad day.
Aww.
Maybe he just looks like that. I don't know."
Well, this segment brought to you by Dandelion Deli over by
right
Reno
next to
Computer Fix.
Right next door to Reno.
Right next
computer.
Door. How convenient is that?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And next time, if they want, we do have plans for sponsors. If Dandelion Deli wants to help sponsor the podcast.
That excellent. Means that they
is
have
computer
to pay
Fix
us
still
before we
us?
Talk them again.
Oh, how dare they?
Yeah, they still do trade for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
How so, dare they?
Yeah, but we still yeah, just we just mention them. We
yeah,
don't
sure,
give
yeah.
them a full commercial like
we used to.
Reno Carson Messenger. Rick, will you run it for me one more time?
Fuck oh, me. Really? After all that, you want
to? Yeah, I want to give him a freebie for my boss just to let him know we're fucking
okay. Well, Spike,
we're together.
Yeah, we love you, Spike.
This could be you.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson Messenger.
Yeah. There we go.
.com.
Those are my sick beats.
That could be you if you have a business.
To be clear, it's not just Churchill, Lyon, and Washoe County, but it's every county in
all the counties.
What county?
How many counties?
17
all the counties.
One county.
Reach dozens of people a week.
Two counties.
Probably one person in just about most counties.
One person per county. That's all we can serve.
Let's hear one more song from Michelle Pappas, and then let's get to the meat of the show.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Meat. I just want to say,
or maybe the cheese of the show.
You've had the chili there.
Ooh, the chili.
I know that was kind of out of context.
Not at
all. No.
This whole show is out of context. The chili's good.
Was it vegetarian or was it gluten free or was
it?
It is
regular.
Yep. I think it was vegetarian and it was delicious.
Yeah, the chili is vegetarian.
It was rather ambivalent person serving me. I mean, it wasn't happy or sad.
It was the other guy.
It was neutral.
Neutral man.
He's ambivalent. Yeah.
His
apathy is palpable.
Yeah, but I also
that means he doesn't care so much. You can taste it.
I don't care that he doesn't care. So I guess I'm.
Yeah. No, I'm okay. I know. I love.
I'm okay with
it. I love cheerful eye contact service.
I prefer cheerful eye contact myself, but
in bed.
I'll eat shitty food just for good service.
In bed.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right.
On that
Dandelion
note.
Dandelion Deli again. Darren Wells and right by Reno Computer Fix. You also get your computer fixed while you're waiting for your computer to go eat some food at Dandelion.
Yeah.
Then you go next door and get a haircut from Rhiannon at the haircut place, whatever it's called.
Things are working
what's
out.
What's it called? Dolce
Wells.
Or something? Or
it's blue. Yeah,
blue.
I get my
blue.
Haircut.
Rhiannon's great.
It's called blue.
I get my haircut from the Vietnam vet over there at Wells and Broadway.
Sexually.
How much is that?
$15. Actually, I started going to the Paul Mitchell place at the south end of Wells.
$5 students,
and awesome.
$5?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should check
You're
it out.
You're not afraid they're going to stab you Rhiannon. In the ear?
No. We got to talk.
These girls are nice.
Aww. Allegedly.
So nice.
All right, you ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
Do you want to set this up or do you just want to play it?
I'm just going to play it.
All right.
Beautiful deceiver.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Man. Yeah. Pipes.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So pretty. Not like the next segment of our show.
Not going to be pretty anymore.
A little bit creepy.
Ugly.
A little bit funny.
Oh, it's going to take a dark turn.
A little bit stupid.
Here.
But give me the music, Rick.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Oh, thank you, Zombo.
There we go.
All right. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world. This is something that Rory Dowd usually hosts, but I am going to hand it off to my partners in crime, Jamie Lynn and Chewbacca, who are going to ask you some uncomfortable questions, some funny questions, and some stupid-ass shit. And I'm going to judge you silently, true for once, because Rory never shuts up while he does this, and then I will score you at the end.
Yeah.
Jamie
Big prizes.
Lynn?
Big prizes please. Are at stake here. All right, so I'm going to do the regular. First, you're okay. TMCC's okay with you guys doing this, right?
I told my director, you got a written consent form.
Come in here and say that it was okay, and then call us back 3 days later and say, can you take out the part where I talked about jacking off?
Yeah. Like, make that go away.
I told them right up front that this is not for everyone.
Honestly, there was one time I jacked off on TV.
Wait, whoa, whoa, save it for the quit.
Whoa. Don't answer yet. She didn't ask the question.
That could have been one of the questions.
I can't wait to Facebook stalk you after the show.
Right, right. Awesome. Don't blow your load before we get started. All right, question number one, Michelle. What's the first album you bought?
Oh, super embarrassing.
Say it.
Olivia and John.
Beautiful. Jeffrey?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba? Riku, be nice.
That I physically bought,
yeah,
it was a Kid Cudi
album. You went out and bought.
Actually.
Explain that.
The first Kid Cudi album. I didn't like hip hop, and I heard it. I was super high once, and somebody put it on, and I was like, that's really cool. Before that, every album was just bought for me.
All right. And on that note, Cody, what was the first concert you ever went to without your mom?
It was Rain. It was the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
And it was cool. Rain.
The real Beatles?
Well, it wasn't the Beatles.
It wasn't the real Beatles.
Yeah. I saw them a couple months ago. They were awesome.
It was Rain. Oh, yeah. They're super good. The Beatles are my favorite band.
I was going to give you shit, but that's actually really rad.
Good answer. How many
Tom
points?
Gordon worked with those guys.
Yeah. Well, they fucking rule. It's the concert you never got to see because it didn't exist before they did it.
Yep.
And Jeffrey, first concert you ever went to?
Without my mom?
Without your mom.
It would have to be when I was in Illinois going to school. They had a Decatur celebration. Decatur, middle of nowhere, Illinois. Had a Decatur celebration for 3 days, and they had concerts all over. You know,
so festival was your first concert?
Huge festival. There would be, yes, exactly. There would be,
awesome.
I watched Tone Loc perform.
Nice! Fucking festival, that's weird.
And
it's
then
weird
down festival. The street, I ended with Charlie Daniels.
Ooh, I like this festival.
It was a great 3 day thing. Yeah.
Wow. Decatur days.
Nothing ever cool.
Oh, wait, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
An actor never
you
tells.
You want to guess by my voice? I am 20.
Just tell him your age range you can play on stage.
Oh, dear God. I have no idea.
Exactly.
How old do you want to be?
32.
Well, no, because I'm thinking I want to know how old Charlie Daniels was when he saw him.
Oh, okay.
Probably old as a shit.
Yeah, so
still
if you're
awesome.
In your 20s, that means Charlie Daniels was old as shit when you saw him.
He was old as shit in the 70s.
Right,
there
exactly.
You go. Still rocking the fiddle.
Yeah.
Still rocking the fiddle.
Fucking rad.
Hey, kiss ass.
Are you done with
I
your
saw
answer?
Charlie Daniels show myself. And it
sorry,
was
I drifted
fun.
Off there. Michelle.
Oh,
shit. LA Forum, Duran Duran.
What?
Yes!
You just
yes!
fucking
great
won.
Answers. Oh,
that is so rad.
You're getting so many rad. Points
oh
right
God.
Now. Nick is writing down a million points. Wow.
Yeah.
I get points for that?
Yeah. Total points.
Oh, wow. Fuck yeah.
Bonus.
Penny even
Duran
gave you
Duran.
Damn.
Oh.
Penny even gave you a...
Oh my
I can't
God.
Tell you what I would do to see Duran Duran. That's so rad. Okay.
All right. Michelle, we'll stay with you. Oh. If you could have a fist fight with anyone in history, who would you punch in the face?
Ooh.
Anyone.
Anyone?
In the world, in history, anyone. Who do you want to punch?
I
actually don't really want to punch anybody that's of any significance. I've always wanted to, like, poop on Jules' lawn. I've never really wanted to fist.
You don't want to punch her, but you want to shit in her yard.
Okay, we've never had Jules.
Jewel. So you have some aggression to Jewel. Okay. I'm not going to punch her.
I just want to silently, like, in the middle of my poop on her lawn. I like
Wow, girl, good. You look like a squirrel. Hey, come on.
Chewy.
I should have never said that. The first
Jeff
one.
Bentley, if you could fight anyone in history, who would it be?
Fight anyone in history, I would say, since I love pirates, I want to verse Blackbeard. Oh. I really would.
Wow. Give him a black eye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just
you like that. Do you like that joke?
Oh, ho, ho. Just a just swashbuckle, you know.
Aw, sword fight, yeah. Cody.
Johnny Cash.
Hey.
On the off chance that I get a song written about me.
Good answer. Good
Dang
answer.
Clever. Dang,
Dang
clever.
Dude. It's better.
All right, Cody, when did you lose your virginity and under what circumstances?
I lost my virginity the day before.
Don't say the kitchen before this show because I'll punch you.
Whoa. The day before I turned 19, I was 18.
Right. That is now. That was, good answer. Yeah. Well,
that was my my go-to, too. I was with my girlfriend at the time.
Barely
I'm like,
legal.
I'm about to turn 19. I always wanted to lose it when I was 18. We should just fuck.
We have to. It's math.
Yeah, exactly. And
how long have you been
like,
dating her?
Why didn't you just say
we
so?
We broke up a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. I don't care about her anymore.
That's okay.
No. But I mean, how long had you been with her before you banged her?
A month.
Okay, so this was the...
This was
You're very
the...
clever. Honey, yeah. It's very important that before I turn 19...
Now...
Yeah, no, seriously.
Cody.
Yes, sir.
Where were you? In a car, at a house?
It was the house I grew up in, actually.
The house you grew up in? Which your own bedroom?
My own bedroom.
Okay.
My own bed.
That's nice.
Okay. A lot of people bang in their parents' bed.
That's gross.
And were your
That's
parents
terrible.
Home at the time?
Oh, yeah.
What? Wow. You perv.
All right. Well, that does affect your score.
Nick's the scorekeeper. He needs to know these details. Jeffrey, your turn.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
All right. So you want to know all the details?
Yeah.
Okay. That's here we go. Here. First of all, I was 20 years old. It was during Urinetown over at TMCC, 2006.
Nice. Urinetown.
That's
it's,
a show.
It's a great it's show. Not. It's a great show. Look it up.
I thought it was just like about pee.
It's like urine fest.
It is. Right. Technically.
You into Golden Showers?
But it's a musical.
It's a musical. But, yeah, people have to
what
pay money.
What are Golden Showers, Riku?
Golden Shower action?
Wait, Riku, what is it all
R.
about?
Kelly's
oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Thank you, Riku. Thank you for explaining that to us.
But people have to pay money to go to the bathroom. It's a really great show. Look it up. But
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
But there's a, and I never thought I would lose my virginity while wearing guy liner, you know. So that happened.
That's the points for that.
As a goth kid from the '80s, there is no other way.
No, right.
It's and really I did have my beard at the time, and my hair was longer points. Too. Yeah, so you know.
Oh, somebody banged you with that awful beard.
Yes,
fuck
the awful okay. beard. I like my
well,
beard.
Some girls are
get off my beard.
Where were?
Which is what I said to her. Anyway. So, afterwards, you know, we didn't work out.
Where were you?
I was at her place.
He was in her vagina.
She was living in stead.
Or her butt. We don't know,
We don't
Rick.
Know. Don't
you
assume.
Just be quiet. You know. Let us hear the story.
Jeez.
Yes. But it was at her place. She was living in stead. And then after.
Instead of what?
Exactly.
Her butt.
I love that joke.
Never gets old.
So that happened. But. So after we broke up, I found out that she preferred girls, and it made sense because never got a reaction out of her, and I'm just so I was in hysterics.
Did you go downtown? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I do, yeah. But she wasn't willing. She wasn't willing. But, I remember this. But she's like no reaction, like almost dead fish.
Have
no
you been
orgasm?
With other girls to know that it's not
saying?
Just that you're terrible?
I didn't know if I was giving her an orgasm. She never reacted. And then when I started dating this other gal who was complete extreme from this, you know, dead fish, I found out that the gal preferred girls. And so I'm with the
no wonder.
So you've been traumatized.
You know, if you have sex with guys, you always know if they have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, see, I was with the other gal, and she reacted all the time. She loved what I did to her. But when I found out that, you know, the dead fish basically.
The dead fish. That's what we're going to call her.
Yep.
She.
Sorry, whoever you are.
She basically
that's a terrible
showed
way
up.
To see.
Yeah, she showed up at. you know, the apartment of the girlfriend I was with, and she was with a lesbian couple on the couch, and I'm just like, freaking A. So I hung my head out the window like a dog. We were driving around the McCarran Loop, and I was just in hysterics, screaming out the window, I lost my virginity to a lesbian!
Beautiful. Did you get points for that?
Was she doing three girls? Those three girls were doing it?
Wait, do no, you just Nick. Assume she's a lesbian because she was with lesbians?
Not all lesbians have threesomes.
Go on.
Some of them do.
All right, this answer has gone way too long. I'm cutting it off. I'm moving on to Michelle. Michelle, you share as much or as little as you'd like to because it's you're the lady and you are classy. So you.
It was a classy experience.
Was it at Duran Duran?
It wasn't at Duran Duran.
I wanted that to be. Okay.
I just think we're a bunch of late bloomers in this room, at least
that's
us.
All right.
Yeah, I was 19. He was very loving. Perfectly acceptable. And gentle.
Aww. Was he your boyfriend?
He was my boyfriend.
Yeah. Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. So he set me up, yeah.
Where?
My house, my very first place.
Your house?
Yes.
Was he homeless?
No.
Can I go? Okay.
Did you also do it at his house later? Just a little follow-up question.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's about as nice and sweet and normal as a answer we've had to that question.
I mean,
time.
I know that sounds prudish, but we had it really, you know, set me up in the right way. So yeah. He's a good trainer.
Nothing wrong with
and
normal.
She didn't turn into a lesbian, Jeffrey. So I'm just saying.
Hey, neither have the rest of them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that's not bad. That's
improvement.
I know, right?
So, since we can't lose our virginity every day, Cody, how many times a week do you masturbate?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Today, I think once, but probably about, I would say an average is probably twice.
A week?
It's like an average. No, a week. Oh, a week. I'm sorry. I thought you
said so 14
a
day. Times.
No, not a day.
Twice
a day.
Four math. That's a good answer. That's good. That's fine.
Math turns Cody on. Go, Jeffrey. How many times 14. A week do you masturbate?
Let's go with three times a week.
Three times a week, Michelle?
Yeah.
Perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
And when you're masturbating, what kind of porn do you like to watch? Ooh. Michelle?
It's all in my mind.
Got it. Ooh,
girls are always like that.
Oh, yeah, it's all mental.
Jeffrey?
Imagination is good.
When
sometimes
you are Google searching, when you're putting those words in, what keywords do you use?
POV.
Point of view, for those that don't know. Mm-hmm. Cody?
Oh, I know that one.
Sure you do.
Let's see. The list goes on, really.
Pick your top three favorites.
Top three. Number one, I'm going to say threesome of some sort.
Nice.
Nah.
Don't always like the two dicks. That's nah. not really nah. my thing. I like two girls more. Mm. I would say MILF.
Riku does not agree.
Can I go?
It just did, honey.
MILF
and
MILF
is
good.
A lot of young guys are into MILF.
You know, a couple are fine. You don't have to go through the whole list.
No, I said top three.
Rick wants to go through the whole list.
I like threesomes. I like anal.
All right,
I like it.
We're bringing it back down to earth. Michelle, if you had a free pass to make out with your celebrity crush, who would it be?
Oh, I would make out with you know,
I don't.
Aragon.
Viggo Mortensen.
In elven costume?
Yeah, he's from the world of men, but yeah.
Okay.
In a sweaty, dirty, yeah.
Nice.
He's
Jeffrey?
I would have to go with Natalie Portman.
Ooh, sexy and smart.
Yes,
Cody?
Please.
Oh, man, Emma Watson.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Also sexy and smart. Good choices.
That's a good
and
one
final question. If you were stranded on a desert island with your mother, brother, or lover, who would you eat first? Michelle? Yeah. I saved the best for last.
I can't pass?
No.
Okay.
You answered porn and
are
virginity.
Are you a vegetarian? Are you a vegetarian?
I would eat the coconuts.
I know. God.
We'll come back to you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Mother, brother, or lover?
Who are you going to eat first?
I would have to say my mother.
Yeah, me too. I'm putting that in. Yeah. Cody's got to go.
Okay.
You're out, Mom.
Yeah, initially I wanted to go with my mom first, but then I started thinking about it logically, and she has breast implants,
right?
So that's not like a lot of meat. You know?
Yeah, you got to think about this shit
than it looks like.
I think I'd go with my brother. I have three brothers, so that's like three times the meat.
Yeah, and if you eat one, you still got two left. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't need two brothers.
He has a surplus of brothers.
Everyone has a brother they don't really like, I guess.
Amen. Well, I'm an only child. old. So I have a stepbrother. He's pretty.
You could eat him.
He's pretty muscular. Awesome. So, you know.
All right.
Tender
you want
meat.
A little marbling.
But you already answered.
I know.
All,
I know.
So you all passed the quiz, but let's see who won.
That's
the quiz.
A good. No,
quiz.
We're gonna do the rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
With
oh, rapid fire.
Oh, Chewie's
rapid
fire.
Oh, heads up, guys! Here comes rapid fire.
Yes.
Gets intense. Right. Ready? Fast.
Right. Now you got it. The right. faster you answer the questions, fast. The more points.
I'm
you get.
I'm gonna start right. with Michelle and just go clockwise okay. between the three.
Okay. Okay.
Fast, all right.
All right. Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer.
Cancer.
All right. Who wins a fight? Who wins a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Definitely walrus.
Ooh, I like the donkey.
Walrus.
All right. Socks or shoes?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Serious.
Socks.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
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 Yeah. All right. Football like or baseball?
Baseball?
Football.
Baseball.
All right. Beer or weed?
Weed.
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 Yay!
What kind of question is that?
And yet nobody brought any.
Sorry.
Oh. They told you
jerks.
About it.
Shoot, oh,
vomit or diarrhea?
Definitely diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Vomit.
Would you rather get beat up or get arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
I got arrested like a week ago.
Yay!
That's right. That's
extra
right.
Points.
Before it.
One more of the classic Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Oh. Beatles.
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 Yeah.
Beatles.
Okay. Wait, let me just throw a three-parter in. Bed, bath, or beyond?
Beyond?
Bed.
Bed.
Ew.
I think
ew.
You need a bed.
I was hoping you were going to say
that
bath.
That got weird.
Is that it? Is that
that's it? That's
no,
all
that the rapid
no,
fire.
There's
rapid
no
fire?
There's more rapid fire.
Wait, well, come
he's
on.
He's pretty
hit
fucking
him.
Good at rapid
fire. That was the
quick,
most rapid,
but we're not
rapid
done
fire
with
ever.
That. Okay, hit, what
have you
about
gotten?
Red, gay, gingers
gay
or gays?
Ginger, yes.
Ginger.
Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Gay.
Fucking A.
Sorry.
Michelle's
like
the
ginger.
Michelle won.
Michelle.
Gingers have no soul.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you know what they...
When I birthed one...
I heard if they eat babies, they get a soul.
That's what he did, and now he has
who's
a soul.
Who's that, gays or gingers?
Good for him.
It's okay. Oh, yeah.
He's doing well.
Oh. I'm a good father. I provide for my son.
Oh, wait, I got the zombo.
Gingers do too have souls!
Yeah. Okay, what
and
about,
Margaret.
What about circumcised or not?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm circumcised. I'll go circumcised.
Michelle, are you circumcised?
I'm circumcised.
Would you prefer circumcised
or uncircumcised?
In the case
of women, it's what
you prefer.
I've actually never seen a one with a turtleneck.
You
but
haven't?
I would never do it to somebody, to a kid. So.
Yeah,
to a kid.
You know what I mean?
So like, you've only had one way.
She might
but
get a
kid.
Yeah. I've only had the little... not do it to
so
a kid.
So you're not
I don't
doing
it. I don't
damn it. You don't support
so it. So you're not doing the whole Jew thing.
No.
Okay.
Oi.
No Jews for Michelle.
Where do you get one that's not like that? It's awesome. Best ever.
Uncircumcised?
Oh, yeah. Mm. No, statistically, the women orgasm more when their men are uncircumcised.
More sensitive for him, I hear, too.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow, this is a close race, you guys. Is there any more rapid fires?
Yes.
Should we?
Blind or deaf?
Oh, blind.
I did that one,
we
didn't
did
I?
That one.
Yeah, we oh,
did
you blind. Did that one?
Yeah,
everyone
we
chose.
Nickelback or herpes?
Oh, herpes.
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 No one ever.
Oh, you are
all winning. Nobody ever picks Nickelback.
Wait, if we choose Nickelback, do we?
You lose
get
points.
A Nickelback?
I don't know. Nobody's ever chosen Nickelback before. Let's see what happens.
All right, let me total up here. Are we
oh, wait, what about Golden Showers or Bukkake?
Oh my goodness,
Bukkake.
Oh. I'll show you after the show.
Bukkake. Bukkake.
Don't pick it.
Bukkake.
Bukkake. The
pee
thing.
Oh, what?
The cocky can't be good.
No.
I don't know what it is. Depends on who you are.
Yeah, it does depend on who you are.
If you ever find out what it is, that might
not please don't ever show her what that is.
It's a whole lot of number three.
You should Google Michelle innocent.
Yeah. Hmm. All right,
when they come in like just like this massive wave. I believe at that point I was talking about Mormon crickets. But.
Really? Were you?
Oh. He really was.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Ooh, it's close. It's close.
Nick's doing math.
All right, we got Michelle Pappas.
Is
this
a real
clear
score system?
Michelle Pappas is a clear winner with 4,700 points.
Wow.
Cody came in second place with 4,300, and Jeff got 3,700.
Sorry, Jeff.
Well...
Michelle Pappas, our big winner this week.
Congratulations!
Yay! Yay! Yay!
That's all you get.
Rick, you can kill that music.
Thank
you. All right, guys.
Do I get a silver medal?
Let's recap.
Oh, boy.
producers this week and next week, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do the dates this weekend and next weekend. And how much is the show, and where can people get tickets?
The tickets are online at ShowTixForYou. Tix is spelled T-I-X, and then 4 is the number 4, and then U is just a letter U.
It's complicated.
It's kind of complicated.
Show
Tix
for you.
If you go on Facebook and you look up TMCC
T-I-X for you.
Yeah, yeah. If you go on Facebook and look it up, I'm sure you can find it. And then it's this weekend. It's what's the date today?
What is the date?
Monday?
It's the 6th.
Well, it's Monday the 6th, but the show comes out Thursday, so the listeners are listening on Thursday.
Friday this week.
Gotcha. Well, then it would be tomorrow, which would be Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week, and then next week it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
They're all going to show up on Tuesday.
Okay. Sundays are matinees at 2.
2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are $10 for TMCC students. $15 general
for general public. And do we have a senior discount?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we do.
I'm pretty sure we do. You know, honestly, if you went to the front door and just was like, "Yeah, I'm a student here," they'd probably believe
you. Or I'm really old.
Nice.
I'm so old.
I'm so old.
Some tips for you podcast listeners. Go to the show. It's down at Keystone and 5th, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At right next to the Save Mart there, down there.
If you get off on Keystone, yeah.
So go down there. Go see the producers.
Shit's dope.
It's Jeff totally and Cody dope. Doing the leads. And Riku on commentary.
Woo.
Michelle Pappas
is
going to be recording with Rick some more. And we'll be coming out. Sometimes
do you got a place? Do you got a place to find your music online or anything?
Oh yeah, you can go to the address. Let's see, it's michellepappas1.bandcamp.com. You can. I'm not monetizing it yet. You can just like stream it or download it for free.
And just in case, spell Pappas.
Oh, should I spell it?
Yeah, spell Pappas just for fun.
Our listeners aren't good spellers.
Spell Michelle too.
He had to spell Tix. So,
oh, man. Hey. All right,
get your pencils ready.
I know it's a long one. No, it's a Michelle Pappas.
Sorry, I was for the listeners, not for you. It's a secret. So, okay, go ahead.
Oh my God, Pappas. It's P-A-P-P-A-S.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, thank you,
Michelle.
Michelle
Pappas.
With two L's.
Two L's.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right on. So you got all that covered.
Yeah.
Chewbacca, what do you got coming up this week?
Nothing.
Do you want to spell it? Will you spell that?
Yeah, it's easy. Well, let me think.
How long are you in town for?
I'm in town for till the end of this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
I got to head to
Chewy's recommendations or go to the mines out in wherever.
Arizona is where I'm going. It's beautiful there. 85 degrees on Monday.
Oh.
It's going to be nice.
Beautiful.
And, you know, the Aces are coming up. Wolfpack Baseball ranked in the top 20
right now.
I recommend
baseball
going to see them because it's really the best team on campus this year. So, yeah. Look up their schedule, wolfpack.com, NevadaWolfpack.com.
Nice.
Softball starts soon,
too,
right?
Yes, Jub softball starting this Wednesday, which will be before this podcast comes, but every Wednesday from now on.
We should practice, right?
Yeah. Well, practice is over.
Are you guys on the team?
Yeah.
Jamie
signed up for the team and paid her dues, so she should be on the team.
Well, no.
If her Wednesdays are free, then she'll
busy,
be there.
Man.
I'm an alternate.
Well, who isn't busy?
Oh, you're an alternate.
Yeah,
we got like 25 people on the team this year, so
and they're all alternates. That's the problem with our team. It's we all signed up, and then things
bunch
got
of
weird.
Flaky monkeys.
No.
We're busy monkeys.
City Arena, City League softball. Look it up on the internet,
it's
and
a
you
fun
can
time.
See Jub's drunken monkeys playing in the Wednesday Novice League.
Nice.
Kicking ass in the Wednesday novice. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Ricky. I think they're on my dick, too.
Rick, what do you got coming up?
I'm recording Tyrus from Victims of the Cave, a famous Reno drummer. He's a young kid, but he's still famous already. His girlfriend has a bunch of songs, and we're going to get together and make her an album out of her songs.
Is she underage, too?
Is she? She is underage.
Do you need a chaperone?
God, I didn't even realize that I'm making an album for an underage girl over the weekend.
It's okay, you're gay.
Wait, but Tyrus is overage, so can he be arrested for their
relations?
We can
now.
Well, let's go ahead and
if she's 16, no.
No, she's over 16.
Well, then you're good.
You're fine.
Welcome to
I think it's 17, 18 kind of a thing. But.
Plus, I don't think you can get arrested for recording them.
Well,
don't you record masturbating or something.
I don't think that's going
to –
that's not on the docket.
You have to be naked when you play your song.
I don't charge for that. So, that's great.
Spunk examinations are always free.
That poor girl.
Right.
Poor Jamie, girl. What do you have coming up?
Good night. I got nothing. I just work all the time. I'm doing radio stuff.
Do you want some shows you want to plug?
There's a couple of things my super cool friends are doing. So Friday the 10th is the 420 warm-up. It's a comedy show with Jenny Pez Dispenser and Elgin Alway.
Nice.
Jenny's been on the show a lot. That's why I wanted to plug this. And Elgin, I just talked to him today. We're booking him for the future.
Oh,
but
sweet.
It's comedy and like DJs and hip-hop bands and weed because it's a 420 warm-up. It's wow. at Ruben's Cartoons. Cantina on 4th Street.
Yeah, the former Area 51.
There you go.
Dude, there's nothing funny or musical about weed, okay?
There will be when you combine it all. It's going to be weird. So, and then Yuri's Night is on the 11th at Jub Jub's.
That's going to be a good show.
It's
going
to be fun. It's glam space. It's a Burning Man weird
thing. A lot of good bands playing there this
year. Yeah, and the chicks from Saucy Jack are going to dance. That's a musical that's coming in the summer.
Saucy Jack.
Saucy Jack and the Space Vixens.
Yep,
that's
going to
be a show at GLM. But those
Saucy
hot chicks.
Jack was the, what are those guys called? Spinal Tap. Didn't they have a play about Saucy Jack?
Maybe.
About Jack the Ripper?
You should know that. Google it.
All right.
Hey.
And one more thing. Our dear friends over at GLM are opening Venus in Fur.
That's Good Luck Macbeth.
Good Luck Macbeth Theater Company
Midtown.
In Midtown, right next to Shays. You may have heard
those
of it.
Those guys are homosexuals,
totally.
Allegedly. I was talking about the UNLV basketball team at that point, I believe.
Either way, Chewy. So there's
Whatever.
Tons of shit to do every night. Go,
that's
go
right.
do
mm-hmm.
stuff. Go see plays
Absolutely.
And hear music and support yeah. each other. That's all I got.
I got a plug. I'm playing with Kevin Seconds May 22nd at Shays.
Oh,
I got $5
nice.
Tickets. Wow. Come hit me up. Nick Ramirez, I'm on the Facebook. You can hit me up on Worst Little Podcast site, all that stuff. You could call my home phone number. It's beep, 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 beep. And yeah, come get $5 tickets for me and Kevin Seconds with Lucas Young in the Wilderness. It's going to be fucking awesome. And I'm going to be playing all your favorite Reno Knicks songs for all you 22 people out there who enjoy that sort of thing.
I'm there.
I'd just suck his dick. I would suck my own dick.
Right.
I'm hot.
Gross.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. A couple black dudes in that shit too. I'd fuck me hard. Stick that in anywhere,
Jason
right?
Jason Mewes just had a baby, speaking of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. If you're listening, congratulations.
Who
on your
had
baby.
A baby?
Snoogans.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob. Jay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which is good because he quit heroin and has a baby.
He's a dude.
He's alive
he
and
baby?
Reproducing. God damn
he
it, Chewy.
He pregnant his baby maker.
Okay. Baby mama.
Beautiful lady.
There was a woman involved. Thank God.
Yeah, anyway. Props to Kevin and Jay for their podcast that we all listen to.
Exactly. Inspiration.
Our friends in the podcast world. So let's go out with Michelle Pappas' recording.
Yes.
Cool.
And for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Nate the intern, for Honky who couldn't be here, for Chewbacca, Jamie Lynn, the guys from the producers at TMCC, and Michelle Pappas, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and I do love you. Thank you.
spinning in my mind. And I am just a castaway, not much to say. I'm only skin and bones. I'm only earth and stone. But if you think that you know more than me, well, when the road converges, there you'll see me too.
Unmercifully whenever she acted up.
Duck Water Studios.
Ah, no, no, no.
I love you.